This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs. Leaders in some states that rely on Colorado River water are decrying a new federal plan released Friday that calls for cuts to their usage. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez has more.
The river is producing millions less acre-feet than it did a century ago when seven states first agreed on how to split the water. Now it is facing long-term drought with massive reservoirs at chronically low levels. Cuts are proposed for lower basin states, California, Nevada, and Arizona, where Governor Katie Hobbs called the proposed plan draconian. Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo called it, quote, unrealistic. John Ensminger, general manager of the Southern Nevada Water Authority, says the cuts could hurt the state's economy and environment.
Nevada gets 1.8% of the water on the Colorado River, and yet they're showing hundreds of thousands, potentially acre feet of reductions.
Upper basin states, Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming would make voluntary cuts under the plan. Those states said in a statement they are committed to, quote, continued good faith discussions with our counterparts. Yvette Fernandez, the Mountain West News Bureau.
Boulder wants the Supreme Court to let it continue suing fossil fuel companies. CPR's Ishan Thakur has more.
Earlier this year, the Supreme Court agreed to hear Suncor versus Boulder. It's a landmark climate case and could determine whether cities can still sue fossil fuel companies under state law for causing climate fuel damages. Boulder filed its brief to the court, and it argues that the case should play out in Colorado courts. But oil companies and businesses argue only federal law can regulate pollution. The court is scheduled to hear oral arguments in the fall. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
And you're listening to KRCC and CPR News.